Unions are threatening to disrupt power and water supplies in a bid to exert more pressure on the government as a crippling strike began its third day. The Nigerian Medical Association has announced its intention to join the shutdown if the government continues to hold out against the demands of organized labor. Dr. Daniel Gana is the national president of the association.
Members of the Medical Association are also Nigerians, and Nigerians are very angry with those things that were done by the last administration in its dying days. These are very unpopular policies. We are at work for the time being because we believe the services we are rendering, if we withdraw them, it's the poor that will suffer, not the ruling class and these people in government. But if government refuses to accept the demands of NLC, we will join the action. We are warming up, mobilizing our members.
Union leaders have vowed to press ahead with their action until the government backs down completely and returns the price of gasoline to 65 naira, about 50 cents a litre. Most parts of Nigeria are at a virtual standstill, with no early end in sight. While the strike has paralyzed economic activity, oil export from the world's 8th largest exporter have been mostly unaffected. Oil union officials tell VOA that the possibility of halting oil export is being discussed at a meeting on Friday. Oil receipts account for about 80% of government revenue, and closing the export window could prove costly for the nation's economy. Some estimates suggest the country is losing more than $100 million daily as a result of the strike. Despite the current hardship, many Nigerians support the strike because fuel prices affect the cost of most basic goods. Gilbert Castor for VOA News, Abuja.